USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden met Tuesday with several executives of major U.S. companies, hoping to garner corporate support for his $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. Following the meeting, Biden said that because of the economic damage and unemployment from the pandemic, the government needs to make a big move to help in a recovery.
I think we're in a position to think big and move big and move in a direction that can be not only get the economy back on its feet, but we have to get people well before we get people on their feet. And we focus a lot of the attention on making sure that we deal with the coronavirus, get it under control. As you know, you've been through all the detail with me on what we're doing on the coronavirus and the funding mechanisms that exist within this package.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizedhealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizedhealth.com.
While the White House continues to push for a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package, congressional Republicans are countering with a smaller targeted bill. Tim Berg has more details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The White House is continuing to urge lawmakers to get the proposed COVID-19 rescue plan to President Biden's desk. Press Secretary Jen Psaki said multiple business leaders and experts believe the rescue plan will get the economy to recover quicker than the current projections. Republicans think the $1.9 trillion price tag is too expensive. Republican Senator John Cornyn also saying,
we're in favor of targeted relief that deals with the COVID-19 pandemic, and the number that the president has given us is a absurdly high number. It's not targeted on people who need it the most.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The first day of President Trump's second impeachment trial wrapped up with a vote on the constitutionality of the proceedings. The Senate voted to continue the trial, with six Republicans joining all Democrats in calling the trial constitutional. Congressman Michael Waltz called the proceedings purely political. The Florida Republican tells Newsmax TV that if a crime was committed, the appropriate place to litigate the case would be a criminal court.
I've seen shoplifters get more due process than this, and this is the President of the United States. That's why I voted against impeachment, number one. Number two, this is a purely political process. We know that. Number three, if there truly was a crime here, and inciting violence is a crime in our penal code, former President Trump is a private citizen, then they should take their case to court. But they know it won't fly because every politician and the Trump's defense team today played a whole slew of them uses language like fight in Congress, go fight for me, fight for your values. And we all know it's rhetorical. And at the end of the day, what the president literally said was march on Congress peacefully and patriotically. So you're absolutely right. This is about politics. It's the worst of it. And what it's really doing is covering up for the progressive agenda that the Democrats are moving right now as we speak.
The trial will continue Wednesday, with both sides being given 16 hours to argue their case. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.